Mud Bay Blues Band drummer Murphy Farrell recalls playing opening sets at the Yale for big-name blues legends.
The Yale was, it's sort of like the blues bar in Vancouver, it was. And they used to book touring bands. It was kind of hard to get into the Yale unless you were sort of on the A-list, right? You know, because it's one room, there's tons of bands that want to play there, and we definitely had some good nights there. We opened up for James Cotton and Stevie Ray Vaughan. So we would get in there, you know, we'd do recordings and showcase stuff, and we had one of our CD release parties there. So we used to do quite a bit of stuff there. Good spot.
The Yale closed for renovations in November 2011 and is scheduled to reopen by 2013. In the meantime, music director Joe Lusiak faces the tough job of keeping the blues fresh in a new era for the Yale.
Nobody likes change, especially someplace where the traditions and the whole formula and system is so deeply rooted and entrenched. And here, these are my aunts and uncles, and I want to give them the world, but I want to make sure that I want to give them the world now, but I want to make sure that the Yale's there tomorrow for everybody. But you know, blues is a timeless genre of music. However, the people that listen to it are not. People die, and that's reality. And it's important that the Yale repopulate their audience